Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the BetQL guest hotline, it's our pal Brett Oliverio, the owner of Sup Dogs. He is the Frankfurter King, I would say, not only of North Carolina, maybe of the entire United States. What's up, Brett?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Hey, great, man.
And Brett still is in my contacts list as Brettsky Barbecue because he loves barbecue sauce more than anything else on the planet.
That's true. Based his whole life around it.
It's a great condiment. People still come into the restaurant, and out of nowhere, I'll be walking by, and someone will be like, Brettsky Barbecue. Yeah, I'm instantly thrown back.
Yeah.
That is funny.
So, dude, you guys are in the finals. You've won this thing twice. I was telling the boys, you should have won last year. I'm sure it was rigged. There's no doubt you're the best college bar in the country. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. But if you win this one, as you rightly should, I think I would retire. Right? I mean, isn't it stressful? You have to top yourself every year. You got to get Shaq out there. You got to get Mr. Beast to tweet. I mean, it's just, oh my God, it's so stressful.
Yeah. No, it is. It's like, how do you keep topping yourself? And people are always like, oh, so what's next year? What's next? It's like, I don't know. But, you know, I'm sort of just, I don't know, trying to win it all again this year. You just, I sort of dread it. And then you're in the moment. And
you're
like,
competitive, don't you?
Yeah, but then I also feel bad spamming people. I'm always hitting you guys up. Hey, can you hook
me up? No, you don't really.
We're happy to help. You know that we're happy to help.
And you don't hit us
up.
Yeah,
of course. It's huge.
We just do it, but you don't really hit us up. We just do it.
By the way,
can you tell the audience how
big Doggy Jams was? I mean, I've obviously saw the pics on Twitter. I mean, I'm too old to experience Doggy Jams. That's a young man's and young woman's game. But, I mean, it looks spectacular again with Shaq, you know, the centerpiece there.
Yeah, we brought, like, Brian O'Boyle from Mr. Green Jeans, who plays in, like, Dewey Beach, Delaware. And then, obviously, Shaq came and did a one-hour DJ set. And we sold, like, 5,000 tickets. We probably could have sold, like, 10,000 because it sold out, like, a month in advance. But, yeah, we had 5,000 people out there, and it was just had orange Sup Crushes and beer and just an awesome concert. And it's like, where does it go next year? I don't know.
We'll you're gonna
see.
Have to do
but
it in Shaq a stadium.
I know, I thought about that. We could fill out the basketball arena.
Yeah,
I mean,
you got to go to, is it Dowdy Fiken? Is that the name of the football?
Dowdy Ficklin.
Yeah, Ficklin, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but you got to do it outdoor. You got to keep it outdoor, I think, because that's where there's just an added element of just chaos, I think, when it's outdoor.
No, I agree. But the tough part is, like, bringing in these acts, I mean, they cost a ton of money. So you have to be confident that you can sell the tickets. And if you get to the point where you spend a ton of money and then all of a sudden you can't sell the tickets, then...
So go through the acts through the years. So I remember you had Lil Jon, right? That was a big one for you.
Well, it started off with DJ Pauly D.
Right.
Yeah.
from Jersey Shore.
One of your heroes.
You had him a couple times, right?
I love that guy. Yeah, he's awesome.
Dude, how much, then, by the way, how much do you think he pulls in, like, a night when he goes to, like, Vegas or, you know, he's spinning in Atlantic City? It's got to be, like, 25 or 50K a night, right?
Right now, it's, like, 50,000.
I mean,
keep in mind, 2015, like, we had no money. Like, yeah. I offered him, like, 15,000. And he's like, his agent was like, there's no way he's going to do the show. And I'm like, well, and I sent him a bunch of video clips of just like college sillies. He's like, it's just too. I'm like,
look at this underbutt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
College sillies.
And that hooked him, right?
It worked.
Yeah. he called me back 15 minutes later. He's like, I'm shocked, but he agreed to do the show.
Unbelievable. Like, unbelievable. All right, so hold on. Yeah, DJ Paulie D, then go ahead.
And then Brody Jenner from The Hill.
Yeah,
right.
Why not? And then his whole thing is a shoey, so he's on stage, like, you know, pounding beers out of a shoe, and right. everyone's drinking beers out of a shoe. And then Lil Jon,
right.
2019, he was cool. And then we had a guy named DJ Esco, a girl named Mads. They're headlining. She headlines like huge clubs in Vegas. And then and we sort of stepped it up, and I just grasped for Shaq, and you know, sent them videos of like prior events. And you know, everyone's always, these like big celebrities are always hesitant. They're like, mm-hmm. they're afraid like they're going to send Shaq into some like backyard frat party.
Right.
Where mm-hmm. it's just a total, no security, yeah. and it's just a total disaster.
Yeah, they don't realize the scope of how big it's become.
So a couple yeah. questions. So first of all, how is Shaq? I mean, to me, he seems like the greatest. Like, I would love to hang with that dude.
He literally is the greatest. Yeah. He's like, couldn't be nicer. The only problem is everyone is like, grasping to, like, you know, meet him, mm-hmm. get a product in his hands. So he's just pulled in a million different directions. But he just couldn't be, like, a nicer, like, more soft-spoken, just cool guy. And everyone surrounds him is the same way. Like, he travels, I think, with his cousin and a couple managers.
They're just all good people.
Just good dudes. Like,
how long was he in town?
Know, shocking. He flew in. His show was at from 6 to 7. He flew in at 4, got to the green room at like 4:15, hung out for a little bit. He loves hookah. We had to do this whole hookah setup.
Was Othello there?
and then he did his show for an hour and then hopped back on his private plane and he was home for dinner, like in and out.
Wow, it's amazing. And then how much security, like for this show, which I assume was your biggest yet, How much security do you have to hire? How's that work?
We had like 30 police trained bouncers, you know, traditional bouncers you see in a nightclub, and then we had 10 uniformed security, like you know, security you see at a mall, and mm-hmm. then another 10 police officers. So what was that, like 50 security?
And you feel like that was enough?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, look, the event's like 70% girls. So there's very few fights.
Right.
It's outdoors during the day, so like before everyone just totally goes insane, it's over.
Yeah.
But and then people pay a lot. We charge like $35 to get in, so like mm-hmm. people don't want to buy a ticket and get kicked out.
So it's $35 to get in, and then they have to pay for drinks on top of it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah.
But here's the thing that kind of stinks. I agreed to donate all of the profits from beer and liquor.
Why?
To a nonprofit.
Why?
Tax write-off.
Huh?
Tax write-off.
It was more like I was just trying to, you know,
get some
make
good
everyone
favor.
Happy.
Yeah,
and get through the event and get everyone on our side.
Wow. Yeah.
But then, we ended up doing like $70,000 in beer and liquor sales.
Oh, and you didn't give that away.
I'd fudge those numbers so quick.
Yeah, why don't you pull a Dan Snyder?
You didn't have to give every nickel away. Take half of it.
He promised.
We donate every. I mean, we obviously there's some expenses that come along with the yeah. drinks, but donate it all.
Man, you got a big heart. That's quite a gift.
Well, right? we learned from Mr.
Big
Beast,
heart,
right?
Big heart, small wallet.
Mr. Beast's whole thing is just reinvest. Now, that's not an investment, but you're kind of investing in equity and goodwill.
I mean, Brett, that is 7 main event buy-ins, my friend.
Yeah. 7. Brett's going to have a street named after him.
Do the fellow business owners all hate you, or do they? I mean, you bring them a ton of business that day, I think.
No, yeah. Not now. I mean, I think maybe a couple years ago, maybe there was some jealousy, but now it's like all their businesses are packed. Like, our whole staff goes out afterwards. Like, you know, we brought this girl named Brianna Chicken Fry from Barstool, who's like really right. famous in the Barstool world. Like, right. she's out hanging out with us, going to all the bars and clubs. So, I don't know. People love it now.
Shocker, you hire a girl with chicken in her name. I'm really surprised by that.
All right, so, Brett, so what's the deal? Like, I mean, some bar in Miami of Ohio?
You can't lose to the Mac.
Yeah. There's no way you're going to lose to them.
I didn't think we were going to lose last year. But then again, they had Aaron Rodgers pushing them last year. Yeah, I mean, just go on Twitter and type out the hashtag best bar sup dogs. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, and but that, it's also better if you buy a tee, though, too, right?
Yeah, if you buy a t-shirt or sweatshirt, we get like 7 or 9 extra votes. I appreciate that. Yep. They're expensive, but you know, it. I guess we get some of that money back, which is cool. And then, but we'll end up if we win, then Barstool comes and throws this huge party, and then I'll feel the pressure to bring someone famous and do like another huge event at the end of this month.
Much pressure.
Do you want to divulge, or is that top secret information? Like, who are some of the names you're kicking around? Weren't you kicking around Snoop at 1 year?
1 year, yeah. You know, I don't know. I just, you always have to balance, like, I don't know, like, is Snoop with our event, like, if he, you know, I think about, like, if he wakes up and doesn't feel like doing the show, is he going to show up? Like, a lot of these entertainers, like, I don't know.
Right, you're worried about them, flaking out on you, and then you got 6,000 people there, and you're screwed.
Yeah, or screaming Snoop.
Or pull in a 50 cent and then ask for double the day of the event.
Right.
Well, Shaq, you know, I paid him in full right before COVID hit, and then COVID hit, and then technically by his contract, he could have just kept the money and not done the show.
Wow.
But he postponed it like 3 different times and actually came and did the show, and I paid him in full 2 years ago.
Wow. Wow.
So, I mean, that was like,
you know, he's a good guy. He's a man of honor.
Yeah,
like, he could have just
dude.
Kept the money and just flipped you the middle finger.
Good dude. All right. Yeah. Well, listen. So, Brett, what do people have to do again? Give them all the options.
Yeah. Just go on Twitter and type out hashtag best bar sup dogs. That's all you have to do. And that's a vote for us. And then, obviously, there's links all over sup dog social media for clothing. We get extra votes that way as well. So, look, in the bar and restaurant world, this is like the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, Barstool Sports, best college bar in America. It's pretty cool.
And when are they announcing the winner?
Thursday at 8.
So is there any way you can monitor, like, and see how you're doing as you're going?
Yeah. I have, like, an analytics company who's tracking a lot of it.
And how are you doing?
I think we're winning the Twitter vote, but you just don't know how much merchandise the other school – like, if they're selling – 5 times the merchandise we're not going to win. So,
yeah,
it's kind of a combination.
Yeah, it's Miami of Ohio. I mean, have you ever even heard of this bar before?
I haven't, but I don't know. Apparently, it's popular. People love it.
Yeah, Ben Roxenberg tweeting for them.
There's nothing else to do in Oxford, Ohio.
Right.
Have you gotten Mr. Beast to hook you again this year or no?
Dude, he is so famous. I don't know. He might be. He did a couple years ago, but he's like next level. I mean, Rolling Stone was inside our restaurant interviewing us about Mr. Beast. Like, they're doing an article.
No,
on him.
I listened to his big interview he did with Rogan a few months ago. He's got more subscribers than Netflix.
That is absurd.
Think about that. Yeah. He's bigger than Netflix.
It's pretty sick.
It's unbelievable.
He made 55 million last year.
Yeah.
Just absurd.
Yeah.
But I need Brett's thoughts on Britney's pregnancy.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I saw that. You know what? Anytime I see her, it doesn't matter how wacky she looks, she still looks good. Right?
She does.
Her age, her body, even her face, like, she's cute.
She's beautiful in the face.
Yeah, Hunter, and the body's sick.
Yeah, but she went through a rough stretch. She did go through a rough stretch.
We all go through rough stretches, Lurch.
It happens.
I'm going through mine right now. All right, hey,
that's everlasting.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, Brett. Good luck, buddy.
Miss you.
Thank you guys for the support.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Okay.
Course.
We'll talk soon, brother.
For the audience, hashtag best.
Hey, real quick, Brett, are you still there?
Yeah.
Are you going out to Vegas this summer for some poker? I was told that.
Yeah, I go every year. So yeah. I just had a kid, so I'm going to try to pull it off. But I'm pretty sure I'm
going to
go.
I'm thinking about going. Rom wants me to go in early July.
Shocking.
Because Rom's having his kid, too, in late July or mid-July.
So he wants one last.
He wants the last hurrah.
Everything's a last
one
hurrah
last
with this guy.
And he wants to plan it around the time that you're going.
And you want
to
go and count cards and the whole nine.
I don't really want to go, but he's begging. Literally begging me.
So dumb.
Let's do it. Be back in the back in the day.
Good old times.
Throwback trip.
Brett, all right, buddy.
Always great touching base with you, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye, guys.
All right, buddy.
Don't forget, hashtag best bar sup dogs. Get your votes in now. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.